This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, and hope you're doing well. And a reminder that times will be better. We don't know how long this will last, but they will get better, and be as safe as you can. 877-217-5757. And in these times, we appreciate any levity that comes our way. Here's a note from Tommy saying, Tom Hanks, who of course filmed a movie here a few years ago that was scheduled to open next month. Don't know if that's going to happen now. But he survived 4 years on an island as a castaway, spent a year in an airport without being able to leave, caught AIDS in Philadelphia, was in World War II and rescued Private Ryan, went to Vietnam and rescued Lieutenant Dan, was on a boat kidnapped by Somali pirates, survived Apollo 13 trying to reach the moon, and landed a Boeing on the Hudson River. If he dies of coronavirus, we're all messed up. But fortunately, Tom Hanks is recovering. He and his wife, Rita Wilson, both got it in Australia. And they are reportedly out of the hospital and doing better. But this is a process. And those people, like yours truly, are over 60 years old. So it's harder for some than it is for others. And age is a factor in this process. And many people of a certain age are counting their beans because they're near retirement or at retirement or thinking about what happens 30 or 40 years from now. And these are times in which people may end up losing some of their nest egg, maybe all of it. But the government is going to step in, and there will be an effort to – it's going to be impossible to make people whole, but there will be an effort to mitigate some of the financial hardships that are now in place. And Amin Walker of First Financial Tax and Accounting Services is here to talk about what has been done in the last few days. And Congress has been in action, and right now there are a number of things going on. Tax returns will still need to be filed on April 15th. Is that correct, or has that changed?
Everything is changing. I just got the alert. Treasury Secretary has convinced the IRS to move the filing deadlines automatically down to July 15th. That just came over my phone about 3 minutes ago.
Okay, but even before then, payments were not due until July.
Correct.
But now everything is uniform.
Correct. They had, and you know, that's one of the problems when you're trying to do these emergency measures and get these bills passed quickly and get things done. They actually moved the payments to July 15th, but didn't think about the fact that they should move the filing deadline as well. So up until yesterday, we were still having to file extensions, which can be a little complicated on some personal returns. So now everything is moved to July 15th, both the filing deadline, and you do not need to file extensions, and the payment deadline.
And as the mayor noted, the city and state have delayed sales tax filings for how long?
That is delayed right now for 30 days as of yesterday. I don't know if they've changed anything today.
But. Okay. Well, the government, of course, is in the process of enacting a more than $1 trillion stimulus package. How will this affect businesses? Let's start with businesses and then we'll get to individuals. For what we know, how will businesses, small businesses in particular, be affected by this?
Okay. So there are actually three different sections. So, you know, the first part gave some money to the CDC and to the health organizations to get going. Then there was the Family First Coronavirus Response Act that passed, the Senate was signed into law on Wednesday, and now they're working on this $1 trillion effort. Now, in terms of businesses and the $1 trillion effort, the one thing it's going to provide, and it's a little misleading for people right now, is they're going to ease the restrictions on the SBA lending. It's not going to change your minimum credit scores. It's not going to change the fact that you do still need to cash flow out for your loans, but it's supposed to be a streamlined process, but they haven't even determined that yet. They would go ahead and lend up to $2 million with a 10-year payback at 3.75%, and they do have a stipulation in there that any of that money that is used to cover payroll, employee salaries, mortgages, rents, or other pre-existing obligations could be forgiven and waived as part of the program. So, in other words, if you get a $1 million loan and you end up using $300,000 to pay debt and payroll taxes of that money, they will go ahead and waive that.
Now, a listener, Michael in Mid-City, says that there is talk of a $1,200 per individual payment. The Congress is weighing right now.
Yes.
If that happens, how would somebody get their check?
Okay. So, first of all, you know, that $1,200 per person is based on income levels. If the individual had income that required them to have a tax liability, they would get $1,200 up until an individual that makes $75,000. After $75,000 up to $99,000, it phases out to zero. So someone making over $99,000 or a couple making $198,000 would not receive any money at all. And for those people that had no tax liability, in other words, they didn't have taxable income because their income was too low, that figure is actually $600 per person. Right now, they said that they're planning on coordinating, obviously, with the Treasury Department because they're the ones that have the figures on who made what and who reported what in income. So I would imagine they're going to have us have people file through the Social Security Administration.
We're hearing the voice of Amin Walker of First Financial Tax and Accounting Services here in Baton Rouge. And another listener asked about family leave, and that is something that has changed immediately, correct?
This is, and this has morphed three or four times in just the last week. But yes, the final bill was signed on Wednesday, but actually they haven't finished all of the details of the final bill. But yes, what it provides now is it provides 2 weeks of paid emergency medical leave, and that is 100% of the salary up to certain amounts. $511 a day is the maximum, and that is to be paid actually by the employer, as long as the employer has 500 people or less that work for them. Now, the employer has a way to recoup that money through refundable payroll taxes. It won't just be given straight back to them, but they won't have to pay as much in payroll taxes, or they'll get a waiver of payroll taxes. And then also at the end of the year, if they owe money to the IRS, it can be deducted from there as well. But they will only get 2 weeks vacation. 2 weeks paid family leave if they are taking care of themselves, or if they are quarantined because of a government or a health organization has quarantined them. And that's a little different than mm-hmm. before. Before it was even if the company closed down, they would pay them. That's no longer required. And then they get an additional 10 weeks of paid leave under the Family Leave Act if they're caring for a child that is out of school because the school closed. So this applies to a lot of people.
But 10 weeks, and who pays for that, the employer or the
government? No, the 10 weeks they'll apply through the Social Security Administration.
All right. Now, another change is paid sick time.
And that's all part of this paid leave. That's what they're calling it, is paid sick time. And it's emergency leave / paid
all
sick
right.
time.
Well, another listener asks, he says his company has 5 days of paid sick time. Is this stipulation from the newest legislation, does it exceed the 5 days?
It does, because it's really 2 weeks or the equivalent of 80 hours. So if his company already gives him 5 days, that counts towards 40 hours of that, so he would be entitled to an additional 40 hours.
Okay, so basically double the 2 weeks is what we're talking about.
And correct. It's only because we're in this emergency. Initially, when the bill went through, they said 1 week of sick pay and then an additional 2 weeks at times of national emergency, health emergencies like this, but that's all been whittled down.
All right. Another listener, I'm pleased we got some people who are responding to this, asks how much of the paid sick time as far as amount is mandated.
Okay.
Is there a stipulated amount?
Okay. So employers must pay them 100% of their regular pay, whatever that is. Now, if they are involved in the 10 additional weeks of taking care of their child at home through the Social Security Administration, that is going to be 2/3 of their pay, but it will not be subject to taxes.
All right. Now, I know that there was some talk about $511 a day. What does that apply to?
In other words, that's the maximum that the company or the business can get reimbursed per day.
So basically, if somebody gets sick at a place of employment, the company pays for the first 10 days,
mm-hmm.
but the company could be reimbursed for $511
per day.
Per day. Maximum, though.
Maximum.
So and $511 a day would
You're talking about $63 an hour plus change someone would have
most
to make.
Most people don't make that kind of money, especially in Louisiana. But these are uncertain times. It's a moving target, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, they again, it was so broad initially. I'm really glad that they did whittle it down. Because they even had in the original bill self-imposed quarantine, meaning if you wanted to put yourself away, it would qualify for this. But now they've said it's got to be at the discretion of a health care provider or a government agency.
Well, thank you, Amin Walker. And coming next, Matt Richtel, the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the New York Times. His book is An Elegant Defense. It's about the immune system, which is certainly pertinent. And the Washington Post has reported that in 1918, a gentleman named Frederick Trump was a successful 49-year-old businessman, husband, father of three, living in Queens. And he came home sick one day in May and died immediately. He was a victim of the Spanish flu. President Donald John Trump's grandfather dead at 49 in Queens, 1918. And a second deadlier wave hit that fall. All told, the pandemic killed 50 million people worldwide, 675,000 in the United States. Frederick's eldest son, Frederick, was only 12 when his father died, but he and his mother would pick up the family business. It would be 28 years before Fred and his wife would have their fourth child, a boy they named Donald. So it's quite a story about the president. His own grandfather died of the last major pandemic in 1918, in which 675,000 Americans died in the same year that America won World War I. Coming next, Matt Richtel, and we'll return after this pause with a fascinating account of how the immune system works from a man who's covered this prolifically for the New York Times.